The heavens smile upon you, dear listener. Either by choice or chance, you have arrived at Idiots Discuss the Universe, Music Review, Bonus Podcast Zone. Cast aside your fickle life of indecision and let the IDTU tell you what they think. Welcome to Hit or Shit.
Good.
Yeah, that would have been
halfsies.
That would have been disastrous.
Start doing two parts where it's just one track at a time.
Yeah, yeah. Little do I know, you've just been editing my side out of it. Just oh wait, but you can't. Out. You can't though, because I bounce it as one file.
I know. I would just edit it out.
So you're just turn it down
just
a little
soliloquies
bit.
Soliloquies from Craig is yeah. What the new title is.
With someone talking in the background.
What would you do if you just woke up one morning and you like checked your phone? Eventually, and you saw that everything had been titled Soliloquies from Craig. And it was all the Instagram pictures were just pictures of me, like doing different things. You know, salsa dancing, picking flowers,
salsa
you know,
dancing,
like picnicking.
Wow, jogging. It sounds like you're really just getting to know yourself.
It's really a well rounded picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, what would you do? What would you do? Would you call? Would you just give
no,
up?
I would be happy for you.
Would you text or
I would
you
be
call?
Happy. I would be happy that you found your true purpose and that you were doing what you truly wanted the whole
You'd
time.
You'd be a little pissed. You'd be a little pissed.
Concerned. Be a little pissed.
Would you be concerned?
Maybe a little concerned. I wouldn't keep doing it. I would just let you do your thing, you know. But I would still support
just
you.
Completely off. You'd give up the podcasting thing completely. It's
oh
just not
yeah.
Your baby.
Oh well, yeah. No. If it turned into Soliloquies from Craig, yeah. Yeah. And I wouldn't give up podcasting. No. I would create a competing podcast, but it would be separate.
Spencerisms.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, thank you for naming my podcast.
Soliloquies from Craig versus Spencerisms.
Spencerisms. Hey, you want another Spencerism? Get bent. I invented that. That's right.
That's radio gold.
That's gold.
Why have we not already done this?
Because we're idiots, Craig.
Yeah, we just keep coming back.
What are we
doing today in the universe?
Today, we're going to do another good old episode of
Hit or Shit.
That's the Idiots Discuss the Universe podcast where we listen to music because we love music.
And then what do?
And we judge it. We doth decide whether or not it is fit to see.
Whether this music is worthy of the listening
yes.
or not.
Yes, we decree. Because we are the almighty knowers of all things music.
The arbiters of opinion.
That is correct. Sir Craig and I have been schooled on many a year in many a scholarly basement where we would listen to records upon records.
Many an hour of loneliness pouring
many,
over tomes of recorded music.
Yes, much crushing loneliness. Slowly... etching at your soul, but
carving
the music,
the heart of critic deep within us.
Yeah, ooh, that's scary. That's a scary
yeah,
thought.
That is scary.
We're not critics, okay? We're judges. It's different.
Okay. That's different.
Yeah, we're judges.
Maybe
I'm not a critic.
Just, maybe we should just announce what song we're doing and kind of get out of this dangerous territory because I'm starting to feel kind of creepy.
Oh, why are you feeling creepy?
Because I'm feeling like a critic and I don't ever really want to.
Oh, yeah. No one should ever think that that's
we're
what
just
we
aficionados. Aficionados.
Aficionados?
Judgy.
Is that how you say that?
Extremely judgy aficionados.
Hmm. Okay. Well, today... we're going to be listening to someone who I have not heard of yet, but there's been a buzz. Someone called Lil Sims.
Lil Sims.
She's a rapper. And she is a rapper from, let's see, where is she from? She's young. She's 24. And she is, doesn't say where she's from on Spotify. Doesn't say. Nope.
Nobody knows.
Don't know where she's from. I think maybe she might be from England. She might be from the UK. Is entirely possible.
Okay. What are you basing that on?
Her name. And she's on some of these BBC and Rap UK playlists.
Okay. And it's SIMS?
It's S-I-M-Z.
Z.
And it's not Lil. It's Little. Like, Little is spelled out, you know.
That's how I did it, because I'm an old white guy.
Well, it's an important distinction, because, like, you know, Lil Peep, that's just L-I-L.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Okay, okay.
And that's an important...
And what's the name of the song that we're going to try to enjoy tonight?
Well, it's a song off of her newest album called Gray Area.
Gray Area.
Yeah. And okay. She is an English rapper. Okay. I just had to double check. It's off her new album called Gray Area. And it is this song entitled Venom. And I'm just choosing that one because, by golly, that's a cool song title. That's a pretty cool
okay.
title, though.
All right.
Yeah, so...
How did you hear about this? I've got a feeling this is coming off of the recommends list. This is something that you've picked out from somewhere else.
Yeah, this did not get the release radar love. I saw a few different people talking about it, like Anthony Fantano, and just people posting about how good it is. I think Kendrick Lamar shouted it out.
Okay.
It piqued my curiosity. All right. I want to listen to it.
All right, cool.
Yeah, so with no further ado, this is Venom by Little Sims.
Don't fuck with the deadly. Moon waves and overseas. Quick coast and overseas. Fuck those who don't believe. They will never want to admit I'm the best here from the mere fact that I've got ovaries. It's a woman's world, so to speak. Pussy, you sour. Never giving credit where it's due because you don't lack pussy in power. Venom. My, if you ever heard what I heard in the night, what a fright, must have been a parasite in my past life. I don't want to ever come down from a height. My soul was sending to the sky, it's just you and I. Gone, but I'm feeling too alive, trying to get me out of spite. Someone's got to pay, I ain't talking big amounts.
So, a little Venom from Little Sims, with a Z.
Little Sims.
What you think, Spence?
That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was fucking sick.
Yeah. What did you like about it?
Well, I mean, the first thing, her nonstop attack of a flow, just constantly in your face, but like stripped down too.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of overdubs
I'm
and
sorry.
Whatnot.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, keep bumping it.
No.
Yeah, keep bumping. Not a lot of overdubs, and I like that. So it still felt very raw. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And the beat. I thought the beat and the whole just structure of the song was just very unique. You know,
mm-hmm.
started with just the strings and then went into the similar melody, but it was like a synth and with just very stripped down drum beat.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really cool. What about you? What'd you think?
Yeah. I mean, like, I agree with everything that you said. Like, man, I love the music of it. You know, I thought that was just fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the flow was fantastic, but I felt like the flow was arbitrary to the music. And that bugged me. Like when you go off and you do that really fast thing and you just go, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, well, let's play some music while you do the thing that you're going to do no matter what happens. Mm. And she goes on the beat or whatever, but like, you know, like there's
no,
that part
I totally
where the, like
see
the
that.
Song switches and like it gets into that fucking like it drops, like the music drops and it's fucking badass at mm-hmm. the end, and her rap stays the very same, and they produce it in ways they hint that they know that needs to change, where they start doing like, you know, the vocal, like they'll do like the chorus and stuff where they'll like
yeah they'll like sample her and play right. her in the background kind of a thing, make it different,
but it doesn't change up the styling. The rap stylings do not change up when the music drops. They stay at that same thing, you know? And that's why I say that it's arbitrary. And that's what makes it a little bit more of a, I don't know where on the album this is. I don't know how to judge this. Is this the single? Is this the, you know
no,
what I'm saying?
No, it's more of an album track. It's like a midway through type deal. It's the fifth song on the album, so it's exactly the middle.
So we don't know. It's just like maybe it could be just an album track.
Yeah.
For an album track, like, man, this is really great.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If this is a single, then I don't know that this is like a hit, and I don't really necessarily completely get behind it 100%.
I don't believe it was the single.
Yeah.
I think it's I think Selfish was.
Oops. Yeah, no, I feel like this is quite strong. It's got a lot of strong stuff to it, but like as a song, that would be my problem. But all the elements are very strong in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that would be my my thing that doesn't give it like a tippy top A.
For sure.
You know, hit.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. That's interesting. I didn't think about that, but now that you mention it, that is very true. And it's kind of like the difference between writing a bunch of crazy bars and rapping them very quickly and then like writing a song, you know, like who knows if she wrote the song with all of that background stuff in mind. And I would agree with you that probably not. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like it's a hodgepodge. It's a well-crafted hodgepodge, but it's a hodgepodge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, a rapper to look out for nonetheless.
Yeah.
Little Sims.
I'm excited to listen to more of it, and I give it a low hit.
Nice. I give it a very solid
hit.
Solid hit. Okay. Yeah, for me.
Okay.
Very cool. Just very refreshing sounding in a lot of different ways without being like over the top experimental.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Are you familiar with Tricky?
Tricky? No.
Oh, he's a British performer guy in the 90s.
Rapper? Ish?
Yeah, rapperish.
Rapperish.
Yeah.
Cool.
He strode some fine lines.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I'm going to look him up.
He might be good for an old gold one of these days.
That'd be cool. He's still releasing albums, so.
Yeah, no, he's been going for a long time. He's like the Terrence Trent D'Arby that nobody paid very much attention to ever.
Okay.
He just kept going, you know.
Yeah.
He never had that blow-up crash. He just kind of kept a little bit below the radar.
That's
kept
cool.
Going for a long time.
I like that.
He had a few albums that, like, if he came here, he would play, and like a lot of people would go see him.
Right, Roseland type situation.
Yeah, probably Roseland, maybe even a little bit bigger than that. He would even do maybe like the Mammoth or something like that, and do pretty good, you know, because he's been around for 20 years.
Yeah,
so that helps.
Hell yeah. Well, cool. Good to know.
But this was really a refreshing thing you're doing.
Yeah.
You're doing a tip-top job tonight.
Thank you.
Hit or shits.
I'm excited about these ones.
Yeah.
This little collection.
Yeah, you seemed pumped when you showed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am.
Had some good stuff up my sleeve. Oh, boy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we sure do appreciate you listening. You should check us out on Spotify. If you look up IDTU or Idiots Discuss the Universe on Spotify, you can find playlists. You can click on our profile. You can find playlists where we put all of these songs. You should subscribe to those playlists so you can hear all the songs in their full, wonderful glory on Spotify when we talk about them. And then check this out. And then you can write us an email, okay?
Where can they do that, Spencer?
They can do it at idtu.podcast, all lowercase, @gmail.com. And you can send us an email explaining why you disagree with us so deeply.
Why you have a hard time listening because our playlists jump from
they're all over the place.
Death metal to trap rap to 20 songster to
they're good though.
They are good.
You know, I think a lot of people like a variety these days.
They want. They like to be lulled into like a kind of a funk.
A stupor.
Jarred to death by somebody telling them the world's ending.
Yes, exactly.
And then a little gangster hustle.
Keep it spicy. You know, that's what it's all about. Yes, and then death. And then death again.
It is refreshing. Keeps you on your toes. It's a good one to work out to.
Hell yeah. Well, Craig, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah.
You can also, I forgot about a few things. You can also, so close. You can also hit us up on iTunes.
Self-promoting
Go to iTunes. You know, if they're this deep, then man, they are a true champ.
They are champions.
Oh, man.
Yes.
You go on iTunes and you rate and subscribe. And of course, if you're listening this far, you're a complete maniac and you would rate us 5 stars, which is, of course, what we deserve.
Of course.
You make a good rating, you write a review, it's going to be great. You're going to love it. It'll be fantastic and it'll help you boys. It'll help us keep doing our thing. You can hit us up on Instagram. You can hit us up on
that's all they got.
Fingers ready to go, dude.
Please don't come to our house.
Yeah you can come to Craig's house, but not my house.
No we'll be posting Spencer's address.
No, don't dox me. You do not dox me. See what I have to deal with.
We'll
everybody, this is
a
insane
in comments,
insanity
everybody. So for that fifth
insane
thing, you could just swing by Spencer's
I cannot
house
believe this right
and
now
help yourself to his car.
That is illegal, good sir. And I No policemen. No, I don't. No, I don't.
You do. When they come in to get you.
That's right. Hey, I know you from the station. Oh, boy. Well, folks, thanks again. It's been another episode of Hit or Shit from Idiots Discussing Universe.
Bye-bye.
Idiots Discuss the Universe is recorded in the IDTU studios located in Portland, Oregon. All opinions and commentary has been carefully researched by the technicians and scholars of IDTU Research Academy, and therefore should be greeted with healthy skepticism and disbelief. No idiots were harmed during the making of this podcast.